Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It really does worry me because in many of these stories, I feel like we are doing Hamas's job, or we're doing BDS's job for them by reacting, by reposting some of their stuff. How do we manage this? Because we want to obviously show people who they are, but at the same time, I feel like we are in danger of being used and manipulated by the terrorist organization to do their bidding. Dr. Ron Schleifer is a researcher on psychological warfare. He is very well known to us here at Chai FM. A very, very good morning to you, Moed Tov. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Thank you very much. Moadim l'simcha.
Moadim l'simcha to you as well. It's a very perplexing dilemma, because those of us who are active on social media, spreading the word, trying to fight for truth, find ourselves in a position when that we might in fact be aiding the spread of terror through our own social media networks. Can you explain to me how this works from a terror, psychological terror perspective?
Well, obviously, this is what they want. They want to echo around their message. And while we know it's a message which is designed to hurt us and work against us, the competition among so many platforms and media outlets makes it nearly impossible to fight it, because on the networks, the media outlets, the channels, all fighting each other for exposure. So in today's world, it is very easy to manipulate the Western world, especially in a democracy where there's really no sanction or no effective sanction when you publish it. In a totalitarian regime, the government is in control of all the channels, or most of them, and everybody has to play along. But this is the disadvantage of a democracy. And what we could do is to learn the principle, which I would take from boxing, is defense and offense. Mm-hmm. If you have to echo or repost something that the terrorists have published, mm-hmm, and or announced, you do it. You give your own reaction to it, your own perspective on it, but immediately turn that platform into an attack. And this is the principle that all pro-Israeli, pro-Zionist, pro-Jewish activists should take. We are, for example, the clip which the Islamic Jihad released yesterday about Rom Bohuslavsky. We want to see it, obviously. Mm-hmm. Because the family want to see it, his friends want to see it, and the whole Jewish people want to see it. But there's the dilemma of reposting and exposure. So whenever we do, we need to look at it, analyze it, and turn it against the Islamic Jihad and Hamas. But not glorifying them, not being afraid of them, but using the platform to hurt them. It was successful when Hamas released the clip of the three Israeli hostages, and they were starved by the command of Sinwar, on purpose, and they all look like Muslim men, like Holocaust survivors, right after the camps were released, and it was a general uproar against Hamas. Hamas has learned, so now he's feeding the hostages properly, so they would not be visually unattractive to the international community. So on that note, we have to attack the Islamic Jihad, and we can attack Hamas by allowing it. So Hamas. Aha, Hamas has an adversary. Hamas, the Palestinians are divided. They are not united. They're running an independent operation. Aha, maybe Hamas is not really in control
yeah.
of the situation in Gaza, et cetera, et cetera. Defense and offense immediately. This is the way I see it.
And that's a strategy that's being used against Israel as well, of course, dividing, sowing discontent, even the hostages sending messages that Netanyahu is not working to free them, and please ask him to free them as though he's responsible for their capture. But that still causes a rift in Israeli society, which is very powerful for an enemy.
Yes, yeah. This is a commendable success on behalf of Hamas and the Palestinian leadership to make Netanyahu the culprit of the whole situation. And you have to admit, it's brilliant. Mm. It's not Hamas who was initiated. It's the fault of Netanyahu that he refuses to end the war. There's a unique situation where the interests of Hamas are identical to the interests of part of the Israeli society which opposes Netanyahu. So Hamas is using that, and also the Islamic Jihad is using that by copying the themes from the campaigns to release the hostages. The Jewish principle of redeeming captives at the end, and many other themes, and mostly it's Netanyahu's fault. Netanyahu is at fault for not releasing the hostages. And people, when the campaign is going on and on, people tend to forget that Hamas is never going to completely release all the hostages, dead and alive. Because that would mean that will be the end of its existence as an organization, as a political organization, as a military organization, and as a living creatures in general. Because Israel would have no compunctions whatsoever, and nothing to restrain the unleashing of the IDF. So the Hamas is definitely not stupid, and Hamas will definitely negotiate to the last second until it gets its affirmation that Israel is going to stop the war and not take any military measures against Hamas. So. This is quite obvious. So, right. But Israelis tend to forget that, and the amount of propaganda which goes into blaming Netanyahu and blaming the Likud and blaming anybody in the government or anybody who supports the government of being cruel is a case study to be learned in the future, and definitely on military
Incredible.
Academies
Absolutely.
And other
no
places will be learned how the reversal was done, and we have to give it we have to admit it.
Absolutely, Dr. Ron Schleifer. That's where we leave it. It's all we have time for. He's a researcher on a psychological warfare. Thank you, as always.